love-hate relationship with this every year. Happy Mother's Day, all of you fine mothers here. In honor of my own mom, every year I wrote a Mother's Day poem in her passing. I've continued that as a tribute to her. This one takes a little bit of setup, just that you need to know the family dynamic. I'm one of four. Our eldest sister, Nancy, sits right there. And then I have an older brother, Kenny, who pastors a church in Dansville. Then there's me, and then there's the wee one. And that factors into this. I thought you'd have that. And this was written with apologies to Edgar Allan Poe and his raven. Once upon a midnight dreary, mother dear, both weak and weary, paced while waiting on the hospital floor. When pains of childbirth finally caught her, she brought forth her firstborn daughter, and smiling at this face she now adored, in maternity's love-fueled haze, thought to herself, I think we'll have one more. Thus, in an August, later, after, a son was born with love and laughter. Now the tribe, once three, had become four. And how she loved their family unit, the perfect four, none could impugn it. And yet a longing nagged her at her core. The joyous haze once more descended, induced again the thought, I think I'll have one more. 'Tis here the story, true but crazy, takes a twist, still true, if hazy. Adding to the tribe with just one more, another son, I came so speedy. So what, my eyes were small and beady. Wouldn't I be welcomed at the door? It took no time to set a tone, eliciting the plaintive cry to come. So quoth my mother dearest, nevermore. My goodness, Ray, what have we done in birthing this other son? All knew that she was rattled to the core. An obstreperous, weird little creep, their sole relief when I would sleep. She thought the face of God and did implore. Forgive my past ill-thought conception and the haste-filled prayers. I never should have thought it just one more. As time would pass, though nearly feral and courting daily newfound peril, straining all her patience and then more, she weathered each new strange condition, embarrassing and odd position. Yes, still my mother loved this one she bore. But inside her sainted heart, she muttered in the deeps of dark, I swear, I swear, I swear it nevermore. A decade plus was then well spent in pondering how to repent, enduring spawn that rattled Hades' door. Two normal kids, and then there's me. 'Tis truly all a mystery. What sins could she be suffering all this for? 'Tis then she hatched the plan to try and set it all to rights, and shocking all with news, ah, just one more. And so in time there came another, though I swear from another mother, like Seth to stand in place of Abel's store, a tweaky, twerpy little child, but with a countenance so mild, can anything be more a total bore? My fiendish labors work undoing with nauseating, cutesy cooing. I rue the day my mother said one more. But such is grace and a mother's love, it must come down from God above to guide and pray and nurture our small four. And never ever losing hope, though number three was a colossal dope, she sought the Lord through many trials sore, and finishing her duty in the last of us to come could cry, oh, thank you, and I promise, and you can quote me, nevermore. Happy Mother's Day.